I think it's great fun to be here with all these good readers tonight. Richard Wilbur has two books, Opposites and More Opposites, and I found them fun to read and also fun to write. So here is one that I've written recently. Opposites. The opposite of sea is land. Mud skippers walk upon the strand. The opposite of land is sea. Clownfish sport with sea anemone. The opposite of sky is ground. Prairie blazing stars abound. The opposite of ground is sky. Constellations bloom in dark July. I just found out that this poem was accepted by Ziggy Edwards to Upagus. I just found out this week. It's called Epistle to Holden Caulfield. Dear Holden, you sat in my class, fourth seat by the window. Dressed in goth, you dozed, responding only when Robert Burns said he hoped to meet a body coming through the rye. You awoke to Gardner's Grendel, raised your middle finger to the unresponsive sky. I can't believe I did that. Joined the adolescent monster howling. You complained classmates saw all life without observing. Walking the halls with Grendel, you muttered to your shadow, built walls between yourself and the rest of the world. You responded to stirrings of spring, spied crocus jaws on the school lawn. Did the shaper speak to you? Was it the pull of poetry on your teenage angst? You said his songs lured you and others to the fire dragon's lair in the furnace room. You labeled Beowulf phony, Unferth, a drunken braggart. At the end of the semester, you turned to the girl behind you, Phoebe, murmured, "Wish there were more honest sisters in my world." Many of you remember Charlotte's Web. Here is Charlotte's tale. Salutations, my name is Charlotte A. Katavica, but you may call me Charlotte. I was writing on the web long before it became fashionable to do so. When a fly comes falling, I dive at my prey, anesthetize him with one bite, wrap him up for later. Wilbur thinks I'm bloodthirsty, but a spider's got to live. No one brings me dinner. One day I was spinning in the rafters when I heard sobbing. Wilbur said a sheep had told him he'd soon be smoked bacon, pork chops, a roast for the Christmas table. I offered to help him if he'd just stop blubbering. Almost as gullible as humans, Wilbur thought he could spin a web like me. I watched him take a piece of string, launch himself into the air, and land with a thump. I laughed so hard I tore a corner of my web. I had to team with Templeton the Rat, find words to elevate Wilbur's status. Some pig, I wove in block letters. Zuckerman was hooked. I followed with radiant, humble. Zuck entered this pig in the country fair. Didn't win first prize, but they gave him money and a blue ribbon. Wilbur was safe. That night, Wilbur said to me, "Charlotte, you're a true friend and a good writer, a rare combination." Rosalie Rothman got me into something called Gratitude Day that several poets have done. And so since I had to do a gratitude evening reading, I wrote this poem. I had read Thich Nhat Hanh's "Walk as if you're kissing the earth with your feet." In the parade of animals, gratitude's a gerbil, friendly, sociable, inquisitive. A giraffe, gratitude forages in acacia trees, grateful for green foliage. Gratitude's a griffin, body, tail, back legs of a lion, head, wings, talons of an eagle. It grows strong like the grateful heart. In the garden, gratitude's an anemone flower, fluid in the wind, articulated like a seashell. Tuesday's child, gratitude strolls, feet kissing the earth. For my final poem, I played poetry. I have played poetry. I played tennis for about four decades. So here is "The Poet Takes Center Court." She kickstarts words whose spin makes each syllable rebound, scores on any surface, clay, grass, hard court, often aces wide of the backhand. The poet holds her head high, knows the sweet spot on the strings, tightens her grip, sweeps forehands till the stanza sings. She counterpunches, sends words deep cross court, just inside the baseline. From time to time, the poet lobs, lifting words just out of reach, trusting they will land in play. Occasionally, she poaches words or lines, takes advantage, rallies with Venus, moves beyond love. When she reaches breakpoint, the poet goes all court, chips and charges the net in a volley of syllables. At Wimbledon, Frick, or Schenley Park, the poet takes center court.